Welcome back to the world of cryptos and welcome back to the Crypto Corner. Last week we spoke about banks. In a few years' time, you will not recognize them anymore. And I also mentioned to you not so long ago the Chinese digital currency that will replace the renminbi, and that they already implemented it and they are running some trials in Shenzhen. Now, this week there has been some development, and I'd like to talk about that because it will have a direct impact on your life and my life. So let's dive into this here. The International Monetary Fund, the head of that international organization is a lady called Kristalina Georgieva, and she delivered a speech in regards to the new Bretton Woods moment. Now, what is the Bretton Woods? Bretton Woods system is monetary management established the rules of commercial and financial relations between countries like US, Canada, Western Europe, Australia, and Japan. And so its the system was first example of a fully negotiated order intended to govern monetary relations between independent states. So that was Bretton Woods. And she's speaking about the change of that system into something more modern. Now, interesting enough, on Monday, there was a meeting with a few central bankers talking about so-called cross-border payments. But if you think about it, look what type of people there were present. So you've got the head of the Saudi Central Bank, you have got the head of all the central banks, the head of the IMF, the head of the US Central Bank, and the head of the Malaysian Central Bank. Missing is Europe, which is interesting, but there will be a reason, I guess. So they met together to talk about cross-border payments. Now, I don't believe that that's a real story. The real story was also published by a gentleman called Raoul Paul, which I totally concur with. So his thoughts is exactly how I'm thinking. And what he's talking about is exactly this meeting that happened on Monday that will replace the old Bretton Woods relationship between countries. So what will happen? It looks like that the central banks will collude and come up with a system, a central bank system between all of them. So there will not be not a US dollar central bank system. There will be one for each, for all organizations, and then from there it will be diversified. And what can you do with such a system? That's the interesting part, and I love that. So it will change the circumvent the banking and finance fiscal system, because you're directly interacting with people. Yeah, so it's not like at the moment where the central bank in the US or Canada, doesn't matter, comes up with some policy, and then it goes, it trickles down the chain, and you as the individual user, you probably see the least amount of money and probably at the highest interest rate that you can think of. Other people will benefit much stronger. With digital money plus cryptocurrency, so programmable money, you're able to do much more, because now the central bank can directly influence the behavior of people. And how do they do that? Yes, they can say, well, if you're a restaurant owner, you can you get the money directly into your pocket from us. Yeah, so no more banks involved. We'll do it directly. It's possible. It's central bank money. They can change interest rates. So in one instance or one industry, they can have a higher interest rate than in other. What will happen with taxes? Yeah, what will happen with the IRS? Because they can deal with these things directly through programmable money. It will take time to get it to that ultimate extent, but it will happen, as you can see. So direct payments will be possible. They're also talking here about behavioral economics. So not through some economists that are telling the government what to do and what not to do, because that has failed in the past, everybody's saying. So what they're going to do is like a Facebook type of idea, or TikTok idea, or YouTube idea, where you're interested in people befriending you, or where people are, you're interested in getting more likes. And so you change your behavior in regards to getting more likes. And the same thing will happen with the money. So, and that will be all regulated through a central bank without anybody from the outside world having a chance to have a significant influence. So how that will look like at the end, nobody knows, of course. but that these people are meeting together to discuss cross-order payments is something that I find highly interesting. And that is, of course, fantastic news for Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is outside of that system. There's nobody that can regulate Bitcoin. It's decentralized, it's immutable, but you know all the features of Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is a fantastic alternative. All the other cryptocurrencies, the major ones, are definitely a good alternative. Let's see what Libra will bring up. But there will be some good alternatives to the central, centrally driven money through central banks. So I hope you found that interesting, and I hope you liked it, and I hope I get a like from you, and I wish you a fantastic week. So thank you very much for watching. Bye-bye.